D-Day, June 6, 1944, it could have been a field day for the strong Luftwaffe. Thousands of ships, boats, and landing craft crowded the English Channel. A dominant German air fleet could have created much havoc. However, American air power had destroyed the Luftwaffe on the air and on the ground. Before the first U.S. troops stormed the beaches, more than 1,000 B-17s and B-24s plastered the German defenses with 3,000 tons of bombs, accompanied by heavy naval bombardment. The heavy bombers were immediately followed by medium bombers and fighter bombers, which not only attacked defenses on the beaches, but rear area targets as well. The invasion of France on June 6, 1944 began from the air. Huge fleets of transports and gliders carried more than 17,000 men across the channel between midnight and dawn. Low clouds and fog over the Cherbourg Peninsula made aerial navigation difficult, and even trained pathfinders had trouble in locating and marking the desired drop zones. Despite the adverse weather and heavy continuous anti-aircraft fire, most of the transports and gliders reached their designated landing areas. Although some paratroopers and gliders came down outside their intended drop zones, the scattering of Allied soldiers confused the enemy, adding to the success of the invasion from the sea. The museum has two examples of aircraft types used during this daring battle. Notice the C-47 Skytrain and the CG-4A glider suspended overhead.